This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now,
Greg, you who has to contact his doctor whenever you have to leave the house for more than 3 hours, for God's sake, are you kidding that you can't see the value of home gating now, especially that people wear t-shirts that are like world's greatest driveway drinker? This is what people do now. They don't want to go to the game.
Are you selling those?
Yes, I'm selling those.
Cultural change is hard.
And you get a free pair of compression socks and a white t-shirt.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
Be careful. Be careful.
Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Panderer in chief, Greg Hill.
I hate to break it to you, Ken. There are women that enjoy going to
NFL
games.
Oh, my God. You sound like one of the defensive Bostonian mascots. Ken, I'm wicked insulted right now. You know, there's a lot of women that like football in Massachusetts.
There is.
Too.
Yeah, Charlene brings the Mexican dip.
Yeah, she does. Hey, you know what? She makes a
wicked seven layer, and she will crush a 25-ounce truly like it's her job.
She uses ground turkey, so it's healthy. God.
Featuring the chief of the grammar police, Danielle Murr.
Here's a text that says, Greg, you're an idiot.
That person invalidated his or her own argument because they said, Y-O-U-R, an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Y-O-U-R, no apostrophe and an E.
Oh, grammar police,
or no
Danielle.
E.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah. When she gets pedantic, it's rather snazzy, Ken.
Joined by...
Jello for us,
Wiggy.
The guy builds 1,000 bridges. All right, he happens to build one bridge where, you know what?
Uh-oh.
Guess what? It falls apart. But what about all those other 1,000 bridges that he's built?
There's actually another analogy that I think works better for this.
And behind the glass, two people New England would like to shut the hell up, Ken and Curtis.
And which would you say is worse, what he said or the Hitler Instagram post?
Not even close. Hitler is always the worst. There's literally nothing worse than Hitler.
There's nothing worse than Hitler?
No. I mean, Mud at Night.
Come on.
Chris Curtis, notorious fart smeller.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
You're going to get a COVID.
How many have got the Godova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Miguel, the Pats cap guy. The value of home gating. Greg, do you like a good sausage?
It's a great point.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
What is up, man?
Wiggy, I need to know, now that I heard it, who's the bridge builder?
Who is the bridge builder?
In your analogy, who is the bridge builder?
Cam Newton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because everybody instantly goes back to the timing. Oh, he didn't jump on the football in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. He said to the woman, Routes? You're talking about.
I see.
Two incidents.
So he built 1,000 great bridges.
And they only focus on the one that, you know, that happened to fall apart.
Right. Those are two bridges.
That would be two bridges.
Well, welcome to society.
You get his point. You get the analogy.
Right, you get my point.
You
understand,
Ken.
That.
All right. Well, it's Friday, and if you'd like to call and you'd like to be on this show this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up at 6:45, it's the dumbest of the day. We will get to today's Karen report at around 7:20 or so. And there is, unfortunately, Wiggy, some more bad college football news, which I think we're going to get to during the lead. So hate to be the bearer of bad news right before the weekend starts, but we got to get to this.
This is The Lead.
This is a brand new request. I'm not a Seven Dust guy, but for our overnight guy.
Overnight guy, the man is the vice president of audio services on this program. Without Mike Brangiaforte, there would be no show.
I agree. That's why I gave him the lead.
All right, good.
Every Friday, Brangi gets the lead.
Love it. All right. I'm now, here for this, Ken.
The Laird man sets the dialogue for the city and certainly for this show. How about yesterday? I did the Ivy League story and it blew up. Mm-hmm. Ohio State AD Gene Smith called me after the show. He said, you were right on the money. I was listening. And as such, the Big Ten has followed suit with more pumping of the brakes. They've, for now, gone down to conference-only games, but there's a story in SI that cites several ADs, a couple of these quotes. Challenges are mounting. I hope we're not selling our soul to play. Another, there is a semi-truck barreling down the road that is about to crush the can. The NCAA's COVID-19 advisor. If hospitals are in trouble, it seems hard to pull this off. SEC commissioner, uncomfortable. Get ready for spring college football. Goodbye. Goodbye.
We live in a society, man.
Why do you think that there will be spring college football? I mean, if we can't play now.
Right.
Don't you mean vaccine college football? Nobody can do anything when it comes to playing sports until there's a vaccine?
Why just sports? Why can't nobody can do anything when it comes to getting in any type of group setting? Why are we only focusing on sports?
Well, I actually think that the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, I give him credit because he's the only honest guy on this. Yesterday, he said no mass gatherings unless it's a Black Lives Matter protest.
Right, yeah.
So he was honest.
He said up until September, there can be no mass gatherings unless it is a protest.
Right.
Those are the only things that are allowed. No college football games. But we can have a protest.
Well, that's why I said, you know, the Red Sox or any of these sports teams, if they want to have fans, just say that they're having a Black Lives Matter protest or any protest and then have it at the stadium. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, there just happened to be a baseball game going on.
So does the protest part happen during the seventh inning stretch or when is
good?
That?
Yeah, yes, that could okay. be. That's all we need is one person to stand up with a sign.
Yeah. Greg, you'll be long gone by then.
All right. Well, Ken, that's bad news. You're a college football fan, that is bad news. They're still saying that they're going to play conference games.
Yeah,
for now in the fall, conference games, but give it a couple weeks.
All right.
Quick addendum to that. Could be some good news for BC and ACC fans. This may finally force Notre Dame to join a conference, but I digress. Yesterday evening, I was reading NBC Sports Boston, which is a far inferior website to WEEI.com. I just happened upon it, and I saw Chris Forsberg, and it hit me. The NBA media is the softest group of journalists in America. They make MSNBC on Obama look like hard-hitting news. Yesterday, he writes, 2020 NBA restart. It's okay for players to vocalize bubble concerns. Yes, most are handsomely compensated, but they are also being thrust into an unprecedented situation with restraints they never signed up for, all largely for our own personal entertainment.
Yeah. Well, they have to eat their meals out of styrofoam containers, well, Curtis.
Who knew we were getting hospital meals when we were going here?
Yeah. Honest to God, I remember when Boston was a tough sports town. Now we're saying, please tell us about your crappy pasta and your uncomfortable 1,000-sheet linens.
I don't know about that. She Annis Cantha's
room. Honest to God, it's pathetic.
Yeah, Motel 6.
These guys are being paid millions upon millions of dollars.
Then I want to stay in a hotel that looks, you know, not like something that looks like just like, really?
Oh, well,
hey, Wiggy, guess what?
Hey, were they selling drugs out of this place last night?
They're at Disney.
Yeah, Wiggy. Disney's a dump. Let's be honest.
So Wiggy, don't play.
So is Brighton. We're stuck here in Brighton. They're at Disney playing basketball for millions of dollars.
That is different. When you guys go to spring training, right, don't you have...
We stay in a dump, too.
Well, that should be...
What's the name of that place?
That's unacceptable.
Homewood Suites.
Homewood Suites. It's a dump.
That's unacceptable. If you go to a place and you're saying, all right, I'm going here for other people's pleasure... At least in hockey, I'll give them this. If they're playing it somewhere in Toronto, they're probably staying in a nice 5-star hotel, like the Four Seasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can deal with that. I'm going to be here for 3 months.
Sure.
Not some, you know, hotel looks like they're selling 8 balls out of it, like down on the South Shore.
Wiggy, it is legitimately a bubble. There is no drug dealer, no outside person that can enter.
Well, you've never stayed in a crappy hotel.
I did.
I'm very picky with hotels. I got to sleep. Next thing you know, not only though, I'm bringing Corona home, I'm bringing bed bugs home.
Right.
Wiggy, St. Louis 2013 for the World Series. We literally stayed in a hotel that had gunshots flying through our windows.
Well,
the
that's
whole time.
That's not acceptable. I would have been upset.
But the fact is, Wiggy, just like Kawhi Leonard or others that don't want to go down to the bubble right now, NBA players don't have to be there. If they want to get paid, they go. That's
and then you'll have guys like Kendrick Perkins on ESPN barking all over them and jumping down their throat. And you heard
Kendrick Perkins.
Just get down there and play ball.
I agree with him.
Get your ball up.
Yeah. Go play basketball.
Why are you mocking Kendrick Perkins?
Make America.
Why did he say that about Jason Tatum? When Jason Tatum said that he had issues about going down there because he was concerned.
Well, he wouldn't want to be away from his kid.
No, he had issues about, you know, maybe not all the guys following the rules, because that's all Joel Embiid said was, you know what, I'm concerned that maybe there'll be a group of guys who don't follow the rules. And Perk jumped down his throat. But I didn't have him jump down.
As Ken says, we're at war. America needs you.
Correct.
It's like Rosie the Riveter. Like, go play some basketball.
I'm all
complaining.
For it. I want them to play basketball.
And Gordon Hayward's wife wrote this, like, long thing, like Gordon was heading off to fight Normandy and storm the beaches in World War II. It's like he's making $35 million this
year. It's a pandemic, Curtis.
It is.
Did you know that?
Yes, it's a pandemic. All right, Curtis, thank you.
Greg, I'm going to steal one of your favorite catchphrases. What is it? Rhyme or reason? There's no rhyme or reason.
There's no rhyme or reason.
I was thinking, my son asked me yesterday, well, what's the deal with sports? And I was thinking about this, and I looked at the Phase 3 thing again, which the governor of Massachusetts, any credit that I gave him, I've completely taken away.
Come on.
I've completely taken away. I don't.
How's he doing when it comes to bridge building?
Not so good.
Yeah.
And Ken and I, we got into a heated debate about this yesterday text message, you know, through the private text message. I don't get. Somebody explain to me. Now, I'm not. I don't. My daughter never played field hockey, and I believe that's just for girls only, right? Field hockey?
Well, usually in some places they're infiltrated.
There are boys that play.
Okay. But field hockey is very similar to soccer, right? Very similar get together. Maybe there's no checking, but there's a lot of close proximity to play.
Yes.
So why is it in Phase 3 you can play field hockey, but you can't play soccer, basketball, or football?
No
Explain
idea.
Explain this to me.
No rhyme or reason.
No rhyme or reason. No, and no so rhyme. The governor, which a lot of football players, you know, my kid included, want to know, what's the next step? We obviously don't know anything about schools. Forget about that. That's the biggest mystery. All I know is I look at Massachusetts cases, and it seems like every day they're going down, but we got nothing. So the governor has, no pun intended, but you dropped the ball in this one, Chief.
Chief.
The field hockey ball.
Chief.
Yes, Chief. Chief.
Yesterday, I mentioned during my lead that in Britain, in order to try to get people to go out and patronize restaurants, they're offering half-off meals. It'll be a government-subsidized program. Today, the announcement came forward that the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is trying to ban junk food, which
outright ban on it,
or at least reduce the ways in which you can get it. So he wants to eliminate any kind of promotional sale that might ever exist on junk food, like, say you go to the supermarket and you find your favorite treat and it's buy one, get one free. That would be gone. You couldn't ever have a sale price on junk food ever again. He also wants supermarkets. You know how when you go through the checkout line at the supermarket, you get the gum, the candy, the snacks. Mm-hmm. He wants those gone. Any end cap stuff, gone. Anything that's going to put that stuff right in your face and make you not have to look for it, gone. Which makes no sense given that yesterday they're trying to get you to go eat out.
Yeah.
And then today they're like, obesity is a huge problem, junk food. Well, get rid of it.
They can pry it from my sweaty, fat hands if they want to.
Why
they
can't it
try.
Just be up to the person whether or not they want to shove four burgers down their throat? I mean,
I know.
The same way we let people, you know, they don't say that about alcohol or cigarettes. That's what we are.
Did you dump out of that?
Yeah. That's what we are in this world.
What's that?
Well, that's
it. I mean,
Kurt,
it's
the truth.
Wait, it's 6:14 in the morning. So far, we got an 8-ball and a PF out of Wigs.
That's true, man.
It's obviously
Friday. I want to go home after the show, Wiggy, please.
It's obviously a Friday.
Nope, all right. 11 o'clock meeting.
Well, thanks to science, we now know what you were doing for most of the pandemic. A survey by the American Addiction Centers found that the average American spent a full 172 hours of lockdown drunk.
We needed to pay someone to do this study.
That is 7 full days and 4 hours that you were inebriated during the lockdown.
I'm shocked it wasn't more.
Seems a little light.
It does.
Only 172 hours seems a little light.
I think Boston is kind of on a little bit north of that.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah. We're an outlier.
Yes.
We cannot survey much.
All right. Well, there you have the lead, and here you have Ken Laird with what is trending right off the bat this morning.
Your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. Membership open to everyone that lives, works, or goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncu.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union. Uniquely Boston. Well, sports are back.
By the way, there are some who would like an apology on the use of the term chief by Jay Wiggs earlier.
Cancel Wiggins.
That's offensive.
Well, isn't that like isn't somebody like the chief of police there, like the person that's...
I'm just telling you, I don't know.
Senator Warren just tweeted, get Wiggy off the air.
Aren't they the ones with the most power?
Plus, Greg insulted Brighton very viciously.
Yeah.
I love Brighton.
And it's Homewood.
It's beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. I don't feel the same about the Homewood Suites. Sorry, Curtis.
Greg's going to be banned from the hospitality kitchen next year.
Revs 1, Montreal Impact 0, Wiggy pay up. Sports are back. Curtis is right. Soccer right. is here.
Does soccer count?
No, soccer doesn't count.
Soccer doesn't count.
I said one of the big four.
Yeah,
baseball, hockey, basketball, football.
And we're ripping soccer.
Gustavo Bo's left foot drive from the penalty arc in the 56th minute made the difference. I'm reading that verbatim. And they'll play again next Thursday. And Cam Newton ran routes with N'Keal Harry in Los Angeles.
Love it. Love it.
Although I'm a little nervous about the quarantine situation. He came here for, a day? Didn't quarantine, then went back to Los
California?
Angeles.
Didn't quarantine out there either.
No. But EBA Productions on Twitter posted the video last week with Sanu, so that's all good news. NFL teams, a lot of buzz over this. The prohibited activities as outlined in an 11-page document sent to each team, the AP had it, including no interactions post-game within 6 feet. Players are not allowed to exchange jerseys.
What's the rhyme or reason for that one? Please. I get to play and spit and, you know, blow snot bubbles on you all game and pull and tug and all. But
right.
after
but
the game,
we can't trade a jersey.
We can't exchange jerseys.
No.
Corona lives on the jersey for longer than 60 minutes.
They'll change these. And by the way, Tommy Curran, our good friend, is suggesting the NFL needs to push back the start date. They're not ready. He basically says this document is evidence, Exhibit A, push it back a month. Training camps need to start in late August.
Nothing else needs to be pushed back. It needs to be moved forward.
Okay.
If we push it back, aren't we pushing it back to what Dr. Fauci tells me is going to be the height of the second surge at the beginning of October?
Are we building bridges or are we blowing them up?
I don't know what we're doing here.
And you're pushing it into flu season. You're right about that, Wiggy, which starts up in October.
Right.
Red Sox got an intra-squad scrimmage in yesterday. Our guest at 9:30, Nathan Eovaldi, 4 scoreless innings. Looking forward to our chat with, I know, Danny Ellis, too.
Well, I Ellis. My man.
That's her homeboy.
It is.
Oh, wow.
It's your ace, probably, unless
Wiggy,
Erod shows up.
Can you use the term homeboy?
I think he can.
Homeboy.
105.
That's 105.
Your homeboy.
105.
That's
105.
Your
homeboy.
Yeah. Don't dab on
him. And it looks like the Sox will play a couple exhibition games at Fenway July 21st and 22nd against the Blue Jays. Both teams have those on their schedule as of now. So we're going to have some actual baseball coming up. And baseball released next year's schedules already. Red Sox will open April 21st at Fenway against the Orioles.
Do you know how the NFL does their schedule reveal, and it's like the biggest talked about thing the entire week?
Mm-hmm.
Baseball releases next year's schedule in the middle of the restart of their current one, so it's totally buried. Like, I don't understand it.
Do they have to plan for it, or I don't
it
know why?
Strange.
I'm not sure why they.
Well,
they
I'm sure they could
yesterday.
Plan for it without releasing
yeah.
it.
They just burped it out into the ether. April 1st is the opening game, not 21st. That is what is trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I walk through the hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie.
All requests rejoin Friday, Ken?
Sure.
Okay. Read every text Friday?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
All right. 37937 is a text line. Wiggy, it's your guy AB's birthday, by the way, today.
Oh, big up to AB. Hopefully they'll bring him back.
How old is Antonio Brown today, Ken?
Is he 32?
32.
What do you, but we talked about this yesterday, but you weren't here. What do you make of the social media post in which AB is in a Patriots jersey? And there's a siren emoji that is indicating some sort of a major siren type
emergency
announcement.
Coming.
Emergency, yes.
Well,
emergency.
Maybe, you know, him and Cam Newton got a little bit of a relationship. Why not bring AB in? Hey, and if you really want to go deep state conspiracy theory, Belichick could stick it to Brady. Hey, we didn't want to give you AB, but guess who we're going to give AB to? Cam Newton.
Would the Patriots do it, though?
No.
I would hope so.
I mean, there's several roadblocks, right?
What's the roadblock?
Bridge blocks.
What are the bridges?
He's currently on the exempt list.
Yes. So
okay,
you got to
get.
Also, you have.
He's a total nut.
Skip that part. Okay. But you have.
Hashtag distraction.
You have what happened with Mr. Kraft on the
yeah.
way out.
You can apologize.
And then you have, I'm assuming, women's groups, others who were offended, maybe partners, sponsors who were offended. Last go round.
Yeah.
Since he was released by the team, he has been been involved with police multiple times. So he hasn't changed. Everything he did before is still
there. He technically has changed. If you really go back and look at it for the past, you know, three, 4 months or so, he's been relatively quiet in the sense of the issues that he had were during the season with the bag of dicks and, you know. Some
Wiggy,
some,
all he had to do was just
fish.
Keep his head
you
on
back
straight.
No, I understand.
When he got
that.
Here, and he couldn't. Do
I know.
That.
I understand that. So he was, it's like, you know, Curtis, you should know better than anybody else, right? You had a problem, and he was in the midst of that problem. So, and then he's getting.
What is his problem?
Well, he's dealing with some type of mental health issues, and he's getting help for that. And since he's kind of had that, I believe it was Josina Anderson interview. I mean, he's been relatively, as far as, you know, a model citizen. We haven't really seen him.
been a model
citizen. Well, in the world.
In all sincerity, mental health issues are real. They exist, and they're not solved overnight. It takes intense
right, but that's
therapy.
But he's getting help for that.
Are you sure he's seeing a psychiatrist?
That's what he said,
yeah. He said he's seen a therapist.
Yeah. Oh, so, you know, and he hasn't really done anything on social media, right? Well, his biggest problem that we saw is him on social media, right?
Yeah.
So he hasn't really
he's
done.
He's been fairly quiet.
Right. So,
yeah.
And when
it's been mostly football-related
right,
stuff,
so
like
when you look,
Deion Sanders
yeah.
met up.
So when
that.
You look at that, you know, you could say, okay, maybe he's kind of figuring out, all right, my behavior in the past was really, really bad, and I want to try to do the right thing to get back into the league, and I want to play again, and I've worked out with Russell Wilson, and he's, you know, he said some things. So why wouldn't you see, you know, if a guy showing you that, hey, he's been pretty cool, especially on social media, which has been his biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. My baby mama, trick you, dumb ass.
Right, but that was during the time when he was probably at the bottom.
I remember Drew Rosenhaus said he was no longer representing him and he wasn't going to resume doing that until he got help. So is Rosenhaus taking him back?
No, but maybe Rosenhaus and him went their separate ways. I can only judge him, and that's why I said, Curtis, you should know better than anybody else. I can only judge somebody based on their current behavior, right? When they have an issue and they've had issues in the past, and then they said that they're getting help for it, I can only judge that person on what they've shown me in that moment and maybe a little bit of time prior to that and then what they do moving forward. And so what AB has shown me is that he's been good.
and Wiggy, though, if this company knew I was drinking on the job, they wouldn't have brought me back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made changes in my life, but they didn't know about it.
Yes, he made the, but he's at the point where you were when you're not drinking and you're making these changes, right? So would you want people to look at you when you go, hey, I'm not drinking, I've made changes, people go, oh, well, it doesn't matter. You used to come to work drunk.
I mean, I guess that's, I agree with that. I just don't know that Antonio Brown, the social media is a big element to this, and you're right, he hasn't been nearly as explosive or controversial.
You and your mama.
But if I'm Bob Kraft, I don't see in any way, shape, way, or form that he's coming back to the Patriots.
Wiggy, do you think that by that post he's got some kind of legitimate statement to make, or that he's just trolling fans because he likes the attention because he hasn't been active on social for a while and he's been quiet? And he's like, just give me, like, he's been good.
Thirsty.
He is thirsty. And he wants a little attention. He knows that you put that siren up and you put anything with him regarding the Patriots up, especially given the current situation, people are going to respond. People are going to comment. They're going to like. They're going to share. Everybody's going to talk about it. Maybe that's, is this just a way for him to generate some attention? So he'll be like, oh, see, you're all looking at me, but you won't give me a chance.
Right. You're probably right. It is. I know that he was working out with Russell Wilson, and then he went to social media and said he would love to play with Russell Wilson. So, yeah, it probably is. But don't you judge him based on his most recent behavior and where he is right now?
I like to give people a chance to show that they can adjust themselves and
he's
perhaps
had several.
Change. I know.
He's had several.
I know.
Chances.
I didn't say I was definitely giving him a chance on this. Right. I'm surprised. I'll be interested to see if there's any kind of credence to, you know, him potentially coming to the back to the Patriots. What level of outrage there will be from women's groups this time and from women in general, because I feel like when the whole thing came out with the initial incident, everybody automatically assumed he did it, he was guilty, it was done, forget about it, he's a scumbag, and everybody was, you know, rattling their sabers and talking about it and a lot to say. Then that quieted down because everyone forgets about stuff, and then now that there's been an uptick in chatter about AB, I haven't seen a ton of commentary on this would be outrageous if the Patriots brought him back because of that incident.
Well, that's because we have to win a Super Bowl. So if you get him back, you're instantly on your way to Tampa. Am I correct about that?
Definitely helps you out.
Yeah. And what's he cost? $9 million? He's already costing you $9 million, right?
Right. And then I don't
think, when it comes to the, they're already paying the $9 million.
Yeah. And I think that it would be relatively cheaper in. So, I mean, it could be done. The cost is never an issue. I don't ever look at the cost.
This is Bill from Salem. Bill, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, Bill?
I just had a quick question for Wiggy. Wiggy, do you think that you'd be pushing for and sticking up for Antonio Brown nearly as much if he was the exact same guy with the exact same character, if he was white?
Yeah, if he could help me win. If he could help me win, and he's shown that he was, like, take a guy like, what's his name? What's the god for the Oakland Raiders who was in Buffalo?
Incognito.
Yeah, Incognito, right? Richie Incognito right?
Yeah.
So if he showed that, like, you know what? Hey, I had some issues in the past, but I'm sorry for them. I'm remorseful. I'm getting help. I'm doing all this. And that guy could help me win, and we could use him on the offensive line, I'd have no problem with signing him.
Bill, would you have an issue with the Patriots bringing him back?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you know, with all the stuff he did, you know, it's questionable as to whether he's going to continue to do that stuff. But, I mean, I could see them trying it out at the right price.
Yeah.
I mean, you do find it interesting that Wiggy bends over backwards ripping George Washington, but is all for supporting Antonio Brown.
Well, Antonio Brown never owned slaves. Never did. At least that to my knowledge.
I mean, he did create America.
Antonio Brown does run a hell of a comeback route.
He's the father of America, Ken.
He created
America.
American democracy that you were sitting in today, thankfully.
Yes, he was.
Sitting in, Curtis.
He was the father of America. He could never tell a lie.
Okay.
Guy chopped down a cherry tree and then he owned up to it.
You
know that, right?
Yeah, he might have been. Guess what? There were some of his kids he didn't want to claim.
I don't know that there's. Is there? Did he have children out of wedlock?
Well, no,
George,
you said he's the father of America.
Father,
but guess what? Some of the kids that live in America, he don't want. I don't want to claim them kids.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Cam Newton.
No. Cam Newton claims all his kids. He's got about seven of them.
He didn't really. You went to court over the DNA of one.
Oh, I mean, you got to do that now. Come on, Curtis. You know, the baby don't look like me. You got to make sure you go to Murray. Make sure it's right. You are the father.
I don't know. This texter says that.
Murray, not Murray.
This texter thinks
you
that.
You are not the father.
Oh!
This texter thinks that by week one, AB is a New England Patriot.
Oh, I hope so. I would love it. I would love it. Wow. We got Cam. We can bring AB back.
You want to put up a poll on whether he's been...
What's your favorite daytime show, Murray, Povich, or...
Has he been forgiven, maybe? I don't know. Would you take him back?
This is great. And then when he signs elsewhere on next Tuesday, people all say the opposite.
Do we want Wiggy's record if they sign AB? We got Fitzy's.
Oh, well, we... I got them
10 and 6 with Cam.
10 and 6.
With Cam.
What did Nick honk yesterday? 12 and 4?
Yeah.
I give him maybe, if you get AB, you're still 10 and 6. Maybe you sneak one more win out at, maybe you're 11 and 5, but I still think you're a 10 and 16.
So do we want a simple question? Do you want Antonio Brown back on the Patriots?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, is that the best way to word that? Probably.
Or do you believe he's rehabbed? Do you believe he's changed?
No. I mean, would you?
Would you want AB back?
Would you want AB back?
Got it.
Yeah. Do that on our Twitter feed. All right. Anyway. He was active on social media.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed it yesterday. He's Wiggy's guy. So
my boy right there.
Could AB be back? We are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up at 6:45. We will get today's Karen report at about 7:20. Nathan Eovaldi of the Boston Red Sox will join us at 9:30. Is that when that is happening, Curtis?
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, and at 8:00. Longtime friend of the old show and friend of the new show who nearly lost his life a few weeks ago.
What?
Almost died.
Oh, my God.
Wants to share that story with us. So we'll do that coming up at 8 this morning.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, that reminds me, Wiggy has his tidy whiteys in a bunch over the steps involved in phase 3, and we might as well get it out of the way right now.
My nuts cannot breathe, they're so tight.
He's going to be whining about it all morning if we don't get it out of the way.
It's going to be more than all morning. I'm going to be whining about this until the governor drops his cojones, man, and gives us some details on youth sports. So here's what I don't get, right? And this is why I wish the governor had the guts to come on this show and just talk to us. That's all I want. I don't get, right now we're in the moderate sports, right? It's 3 levels, lower, moderate, and higher.
I think they're orange.
It's yellow. But then what you have is then you have type of play and you have levels to that. You have 4 levels of type of play. And the 4th level, which is basically tournaments, but only outdoors only. But in the moderate group, in the moderate group of sports that could be played right now, baseball, softball, you know, sailing, track and field, is volleyball. But volleyball is an indoor sport, unless you're playing beach volleyball.
Yeah, maybe it's going to be beach volleyball only.
Where does High Line land in that?
What do you have against volleyball?
I don't have anything against volleyball, but volleyball is a sport where don't they get relatively close to each other? And they're right on top of each other, and they, you know, I don't get what the governor's doing with the sports thing. And you have
didn't you get a volleyball scholarship at Georgia?
No, isn't that archery?
I took archery when I was at Georgia.
Well, when I was at Georgia, I was actually pretty good at it. How'd you do? I was really good at it, shooting a bow and arrow. So
they really were strict about you going to class.
Yeah, Danielle, that
we
was part
of archery. Electives. We knew it was a bow and arrow.
Different electives, Danielle.
I know.
You know, so I mean,
we had archery at my school too.
Yeah, right. So there you go. Yeah. But
half a credit.
Please, there are tons of kids out there.
How'd you do in Taco Bell?
I did really good. I was really good in that class.
Did you get the Baja Blast?
No, I didn't get the Baja. I usually like to get the grillers.
I just recently learned that you can only get the Baja Blast
in Mountain Dew.
The Mountain Dew at Taco Bell.
Haven't been to a Taco Bell in the last 5 years.
They had a Skittles one that was pretty good.
I learned it from Breece Hill. I never knew that they had a special secret flavor of Mountain Dew that was available only at Taco Bell. I'm so intrigued.
Greg,
by it.
They don't have Baja Blast at Duav.
They had a Skittles one.
That's a funny tie-in. Mountain Dew.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Well, so kids, what's your issue?
There's a whole group of kids I saw on the news. They were like, you know, like, you know, kids, hockey players are getting back on the ice, and there's a, you know, whether it's soccer players, football players, basketball players, there are a whole group of kids out there that have no answers, right? And don't know, now, and there's, we know we're in phase three, but we didn't know there was steps to this.
The right. problem is, I believe they just shut down Little League in Deluxbury. Is that where they did that?
They postponed it okay. because a player was reportedly exposed to the coronavirus. It's a player in the grade 5-6 major leagues.
Exposed how?
So he doesn't have it?
He went to the grocery store? Or right. Are they doing testing in Little League?
Oh, my
no.
God.
Are they doing daily
this
testing?
This is the madness that I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
The kid's parent called the coach. Then they sent a letter out to all the other parents informing them of the situations.
So they played like one game, one Little League game.
Right.
And then a parent says, my kid was exposed to a COVID. The Rona.
Right.
And
shut it down.
They just shut the thing down.
So
postponed it.
Shut it down, Ken.
Oh, God.
Why would you postpone it? So you shut it down. Now what's next?
They said that they're going to update parents today. The player is going to get tested for COVID-19. If he tests negative, the league will consider resuming this season.
There you go.
Consider.
Okay, I'm going to go right here. I'll bet $50,000 they don't go back on the field.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you.
Because you're going to get a COVID?
Right. And because forget about it if the kid tests positive. Then you got to test, every other kid and we'll be in an uproar. That's why it's just, and now when I heard, that's the first time I heard about this. Can you imagine high school sports?
No.
Parent calls up, my kid was around COVID.
No.
Shut the leagues down.
I can't imagine. And I feel so bad for your son.
There's a lot of kids.
For seniors who, right. Are seniors going to play football? Are they going to play high school football in the spring? Or
how
are they going to play baseball in the spring?
I don't know. How would you even be able to have the sports be played? Like, if you're a baseball player and you're a football player, you can't do both. And if you're a football coach that coaches baseball, how do you do that?
Greg, but think about the kids who have been stuck inside for 4 months, and finally you get to go outside and play Little League. The greatest thing, one of your best experiences of your life, is going to be playing ball with your buddies in Little League. You get on the field, and then boom.
Yeah.
Somebody may have been exposed to it.
The issue apparently was that kid in Duxbury exposed his driver to it. So that was the real issue.
Check that cleaning lady.
Some of the help at home as well were exposed.
It's a joke.
VID 19.
Nashville public schools have basically said remote learning for all of Nashville public schools. It's a joke, man.
Become a very famous term.
I'm all for the president stepping in on this one and saying you're going back to school.
Oh, you wanted to mandate Little League?
If you don't go back to school, guess what? You don't get any funding.
Well, he did that.
I'm all for it.
And then you had governors, including ours, who are saying, "Wait a minute, it's way too early for us to decide about school."
School is what a little bit less than 2 months away.
Yep.
Don't you think we should start knowing as parents what we need to do with our kids? I don't get why he's making it seem like, what's he going to wait till the last minute?
Yeah, go, well, that's what they've done with everything else. They're like, hey, by the way, you can. It's Friday. You can have outdoor dining on Monday. So go get a bunch of tables.
You
and then
what?
A week later, indoor dining at half capacity.
You know what? Get the governor on the phone. Let's ask him.
Governor Charlie Baker has embargoed the Greg Hill Show for 88 days, 22 hours, and 27 minutes. And counting.
I mean, just come on. And so we can ask these questions. So I could say, Governor, I Googled field hockey, and it looks a lot like soccer, except they're using sticks and short sticks, and they're, hitting the ball around.
Yeah. Google it.
So why can't these kids play soccer, but they can play field hockey? And I just want to hear what he has to say. Just explain it to me, because I don't really get it.
Wiggy, why is it now 3 feet for kids in school all of a sudden, and now 14 feet to jog next to each other on a treadmill in a gym?
Maybe I'd ask him that. I don't.
They're literally pulling this all out of their ass. They have no clue.
And they must be spending hours on it.
Oh,
can you imagine Mary Lou Setters, the secretary of the public health or whatever she is, sitting there for hours trying to analyze every high school and youth sport and what the risk is?
Yeah.
Well, like,
so she's doing her job, God forbid.
Is there something in field hockey uniform-wise that keeps them safer than soccer?
I don't know, maybe, or
baseball?
Yeah, I have no clue. And I know yesterday we had 295 cases in Massachusetts, new cases.
Mm-hmm.
And all I heard is, you know, that with the governor and Marty Walsh, it's about, you know, hey, we're trying to and I heard Dr. Boney on here go, hey, if we can get below 500 cases daily, you know, we could start to resume kind of normal life a little bit.
No.
Now we're at this point. When do we say, okay, there are going to be some situations. It seems like we're doing really good in Massachusetts. We let these kids go back to school. We let them play sports. Guess what? But there are going to be some kids who are exposed to the COVID because of a parent or a family member. But that doesn't mean suspend, postpone, shut anything down. Just monitor that kid. Maybe you take his temperature. You keep him home. I don't know.
Maybe in Duxbury, that parent just shut it down because the kid wasn't getting any playing time.
That will happen. My kids, hey, coach, you better play my kid this game. If not, I'm calling the commission and telling him he's got the COVID.
Ken, why is it okay for us to have high school kids working at Target or a grocery store but not playing sports?
I'm assuming the density of the sport. You read the list yesterday. You had that nice sheet with the numbers on it. Football was a 7 on the risk meter, right? Basketball was a 7.
Yeah, you sent that to me, and I looked at it and go, okay, that's a 7. I said, well, going to a hair salon or a barbershop, that's a 7. Eating in a restaurant is a 7. So
the grocery store was a 3.
Is there anything we can't do? Can we do anything?
That sounds like rhyme or reason.
I was told by Ken that it's not where you are, it's how long you're there. And why are elderly people and high school kids the most likely to be checking people out of a grocery store where they are constantly in contact with other things those people were touching when they are high risk?
Mark out old people at grocery stores.
And I was also told by Ken, when you're outdoors, it's a lot harder to transmit the disease or the virus. Is that what they're calling it? Right? So why wouldn't you let kids who basically play a lot of outdoor sports? You're letting them play volleyball, which is an indoor sport, but you won't let kids go out there and play soccer?
Honestly, we need that TV show, Greg. You're a smart guy. You're connected. We need a reality show of Governor Baker's decision group on how they're electing.
The task force
separating group. How 6 feet separate outside, 3 right. feet at school, 14 feet at the gym, volleyball not okay, right. field hockey okay.
Right. I have faith in Charlie Baker.
Wiggy, 508 text, Governor Baker has been 100% correct about the COVID pandemic, according to this texter.
What do you mean?
He is spot on. So there are a lot of people who think that we're in the great condition that we're in today.
Right.
Who are listening right now.
Right.
Because of everything that Governor Baker has
done. Right, but I'm not saying that he hasn't done a good job when you talk about the number of cases that you're seeing here daily. I'm talking about the idiocy that him and his cabinet or whatever it is, when they're coming to making these decisions and coming out with these guidelines and protocol. Like, explain that to me. I'm not saying, hey, you haven't done a good job as far as keeping the case numbers down. Explain to me why kids can play field hockey, but they can't play soccer.
Well, apparently in Little League, this is a 508 texter who's sharing this, the kids cannot sit in the dugout. The parents have to bring chairs for them to sit on the field. So
and no orange slices.
Yeah, no, that's...
You've got to have your own orange slices.
Forget about it.
But that's all I'm asking them to do is explain that to me. Explain that to me. Tell me, when do I get to see step 2 of phase 3? And then what is in step 2?
Phase 2 is called cautious.
What a joke. I mean, yeah, he's doing some good things, and
I give him credit
for that. But then I knock him like, dude, what are these other things that you're looking at?
Well, I guess maybe the issue is that in soccer, you touch the ball. You know, like if you're going to head the ball or... You don't touch the ball in field hockey. Right.
Yeah, but you're right next to each other in field hockey.
Yeah, I mean, you're still getting in really close
the droplets?
Contact.
It's about the droplets.
And you actually, like, I mean, it's not like a full contact sport, field hockey, but don't they, like, bump into each other? Isn't there, like, you know, kind of play where they could be 4 or 5 girls just, you know, fighting for the ball?
Aren't you concerned? Boney and Ken just determined yesterday that droplets can travel 5 miles.
There's no evidence behind those comments.
Aren't you concerned about that?
Well, then why are, if droplets can travel 5 miles, why are we doing anything?
Right.
Unless we're going to be shut in our homes with no food, no light, no air, no nothing. I just,
well, Ken, you're the big guy. Explain to me why can they play field hockey?
You're so obsessed with field hockey versus soccer.
Well, because
it's not a major
arbitrary
issue.
Yeah, well, it kind of is. Because
no, it proves a point.
I'm using a sport that is very similar to one sport you can't play, right? So that's why I'm bringing up field hockey. I don't want to make the say, well, you can play field hockey, but you can't play football, because then people are like, well, but at least in field hockey and soccer, it's very similar.
Or hey, even get Mary Lou on the phone. I don't know.
It's a similar analogy. I don't talk much about restaurants or bars on the show.
Right.
It is a similar analogy to the fact that you can have six people who don't live together, don't know each other, six random people seated at a table at a restaurant, and 5 feet away, 6 feet away, you can't have two people seated at a bar. How does that make any sense?
That don't make no sense either.
What? How does that make any sense, rhyme or reason-wise, at all?
There's no rhyme or reason.
So, thank you, Ken. But,
okay, so at least you can be honest and say the governor, when it comes to some of these protocols and these guidelines, he has no clue what he's doing.
He's trusting his experts. I'm sure Baker's not making this call. You think Charlie Baker is making the call on what sports come back?
Who's the expert, Ken?
Mary Lou, what's her name? I don't know.
Mary Lou Setters?
Yeah, I'm sure it's her and her staff.
Who's Mary Lou Setters?
She's like the Secretary of Public Health.
Oh, you would say,
oh yeah, she probably makes $300K.
You would say
and she gets a car allowance.
Yes. Okay. Q5.
Ken, you would say the governor's a pretty smart man, right?
Yeah.
So you don't think that he would be sitting in there and going, hey, Mary Lou, what? Explain to me this, Mary Lou. The kids can play field hockey, but they can't play soccer. Just explain that to me.
You don't think she has an answer?
It's clearly she doesn't. Because then explain to me why the kids can do that.
You would admit football is different from field hockey. Football, there's 100 guys on the sideline and they're in locker rooms.
I'm sure
there's a line they draw somewhere.
No
matter where they drew the line, you'd be upset.
No, because it's not making sense.
Just want to bitch.
Maybe she determined that there's less risk if you're wearing a skirt.
Could be. I don't know.
Well, no, that's what they wear in field hockey.
Is that what they wear?
Yeah. I think. I mean, has that been
so outlawed? So are bagpipers safe with kilts?
I haven't driven by a field hockey game lately.
Oh, that's all being
and stopped and watched, because then you get arrested.
Yeah. Like, you want to do that, unless you have a kid, a girl that plays for the team, or a boy, because I didn't know boys played field hockey.
Yes, there are some boys
okay,
who play,
so if you have a child who plays field hockey, but it just, I would ask Mary Lou, why? What's the reasoning behind it?
Mary Lou is a professor at Boston College. And she is a social justice warrior.
Can we get Mary Lou on the phone?
No.
If we can't get the governor, maybe we can get her.
Haven't you listened? The Burgermeister doesn't come on the show anymore. He's busy with his social media influencers who are on social media telling everybody to wear masks. And
that's a summer job, Greg.
The governor doesn't come on anymore. Nobody comes on anymore.
Right now.
If you don't parrot the party line like Comrade Ken, they don't come on the show.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Yeah, thank you.
Right now.
The mayor said he'd come back on, and then he was not available to come back on. That's disingenuous.
What kind of politician are you that you're afraid to answer the hard questions?
Well, to be fair, Mayor Walsh is just staring out his window waiting for Faneuil Hall to repopulate.
Where's Governor Sununu? He's ducking you, too.
Governor?
Yeah.
My governor's done an amazing job.
Well, he's not getting back to Curtis.
New Hampshire
invited him on the show. New Hampshire
is wide open, baby.
Oh, until Trump comes tonight.
I was just in New Hampshire over this
that
past weekend.
That is anything goes state. New Hampshire is anything goes state, and their cases are better than our cases.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have a conspiracy.
Explain that to me, Ken.
Less density.
What's less density?
Is there Boston and New Hampshire that I'm not aware of?
Manchester's a pretty big city.
But don't a lot of people from Massachusetts go to New Hampshire?
Yeah, that's where everybody goes
That's where everybody goes to Home Depot.
To get fireworks.
July 9th, they had 21 new cases.
And it's wide open.
I was over there the past weekend. It's wide open.
They open it up.
Wide open.
Right. I have a conspiracy theory on this. I believe Governor Baker is strong-arming his buddy Sununu and preventing him from coming on our airwaves because he doesn't like looking bad.
It might be possible. Did you reach out and got nothing back from Sununu?
Wednesday I reached out. Still haven't heard anything.
Uh-oh.
Maybe I'll reach out again this morning.
No, he's good. All right, we're a little bit late, so when we return, we will get to the dumbest of the day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.